There's a very famous medrash on the Parshas Matzor that everyone goes really to town on. On the pasuk of Zostias Torah and Mitzora. To quote the medrash is as follows, founded by Midbar Rabbah, and it connects the pasuk to Tehillim. Everyone knows the pasuk because it's a famous song. It's also the famous sefer written on Lashon Hara called the Chavetz Chaim. Mi Aishav Chavetz Chaim. This is where listen to the story that the medrash says on this pasuk of who is a person who desires life. Ma'isa Baruchel Echad Shahaya Machzer Ba'arayos Shahaya Semuchos Litzipori. What happened? One day, there was this merchant going around the town of Tzipuri. V'hayamachriz omer man boy lemizban samchaim. What was he doing? He went around the whole town screaming one thing. I have the potion of life. For anyone who wants the potion of life, you want to live forever, come to me. I have the potion of life. Come to me and you can get it from me. So what happened was, the medrash goes on and says that everyone came out of their stores to be able to get it. What happens? The medrash says that Rav Yanai was sitting over there in the middle, and he says, what do you have? Come on, I want some. It's like, you know, you imagine now, everyone on Central Avenue, you have 500 stores, one guy's going up and down the road, imagine there's no cars because everyone is just looking at this guy. This guy has the cure for life. He said, I have it in my hand. And what happens? What does he take out of his hand? He says, let me see what's in your hand. What happens? He takes out a Sefer Tehillim, and he shows in the pasuk, Mi Aisha Chavetz Chaim, you want to know what life is? Who's the person who desires life? Netzor Lashon Chemera, Sur Mera V'Asei Tov. Guard your tongue, guard your mouth, go away from evil and do good. Right? So Rav Yanai says, he immediately gets up, Rav Yanai, and says, and quotes the pasuk of Mishnah, Shomer Piv Lashono Shomer Mitzos Nafsho. Someone who guards his tongue gets a lot of mitzos. So the famous sefer called Darchei Musar. Darchei Musar, Rav Yaakov Naiman Zatzal, who's a Rosh Hashiva and the Shiva in Eretz Yisrael called Petach Tikva. It's a very simple question. Can you imagine going in Central Avenue? You're going around the place is hopping, and everyone, you have 1,000 people looking at you. All they want is in your hand. You're saying, you get everyone's attention, and why do you open up your hand? You give them a little musser. You give them a little like stop talking lashon hara about the guy next door. What should the end of the medrash say? The end of the medrash should say they should pelt him with stones, right? The chori next aksav how you treat him the heart l'ragam osa be'avonim. Not only did he lie to them, or quote unquote lie, right? They lost precious time, they could be making money. What's going on here? So Naaman is a beautiful yisod, which will lead us into the last part of where we're going today. He says, some of us are still learning Nakas, some of us are learning other Masechtas here, but the main thing that we all know is that when a Talmud has to go into Galus for killing someone, who has to go with him? There's a din and halacha that your Rebbe has to go with him, right? Right? The Gemara says over there, the Shechayev Rabu Liglo Simo. Why? Because the puzzle says V'chai. And a person can't live without Ruchnis. He says, the whole point of the Medrash is to say one thing. Don't focus on those people. Those people could have been very mad. But the one person who actually got it was Rav Yanai. Rav Yanai said, wow, I read this puzzle a million times in my life, and I never even thought that's the message of the pasuk. Because Rav Yanai saw the whole point of Olam Hazeh is to be able to live Olam Haba to good lives. Everyone, if you guys listen to why he told us, there are a million stories, a million has spit of Rav Ryan Lichtenstein. The person was the man was a living malach. When a person realizes the whole point of this world is to be able to grow spiritually, it's not about the Carlson Gabbies, it's not about the watching the Rangers. Winning, okay, those are all good things, and we have the right mindset to use those things in our Avodas Hashem. They're great things. Have you ever realized whenever you have a Gashmi desire, whenever you have a thing that, you know, I want some doggies tonight, and don't get me wrong, I'm a big doggie is my favorite thing. Everyone in camp's coming up, everyone knows doggies is my favorite thing. At the end of the day, the more doggies you get, the less. It's not, you feel physical. But what happens in Ruchnias? The more you learn, the more you want to learn more. So what happens when you're eating, it's finished, it's done, right? But when it comes to Ruchnias, no, and no one's saying that you can't have a good meal. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you shouldn't watch the Ranger game. I didn't watch any full games, but I watched whatever I could. But to be able to realize that at the end of the day, this world's all about living spiritual. It's all about spiritualizing. And how do we see that in the Parsha? We know that the Zohar, we can learn a little Zohar, just to be able to close. The Zohar says, if you look at the word nega, what's a nega? A nega is you have something on your skin, something on your house, something on your clothing. If you look at the word nega, it's also the os, oneg, right? The same thing could be a nega, it could also be an oneg, right? The Zohar says, ki nega, and nega and oneg are connected, because when a person has an olam hazeh, he has only this world, a physical outlook on the world, then it's a nega. It's about me beating other people. I have to get the job. I don't want anyone else to get the job. I want to do well in school, and I don't want anyone else. But someone has a Shabbos dika outlook on the life. Someone has an olam haba dika outlook on in this world. He says, you know what? It's very nice. Everyone's always competing for Harvard or for schools, or everyone's always competing for the job. At the end of the day, I'm in this world for one reason, to live spiritual lives. And that's when a person lives the right life around Shabbos, the whole outlook, the whole perspective is changed on the entire week. So Bezat Hashem, you guys aren't getting married yet, but you know, we try to sometimes connect it to a wedding for. If someone gets married, the Gemara in Sota says in Yud Zayin and Aleph, that Ish v'Isha shezachos shechina shuri b'neihem, that if a man and woman merit to be together, if they merit to have the Shechina with them, then they'll be zochah to be able to have a tremendous kedusha. What does Gemara say? If you look at the word Ish, what is the word Isha? It has a Yud, right? That's the name. That's part of the name Hashem. And an Isha, what's as a Hey? The Yud Hey come together. That's the part that Rav Shor says. That's when the Shechina comes together. When they have Hashem in mind in their lives, then they'll have a tremendous vice. But if they don't have the Yud and Hey, what is it? It's just Ish. What is Ish?
Fire.
It's fire. Just destruction. So that's Hashem in our own life. And no one's saying we have to learn 7 hours on Shabbos. Yeah, I want to take a good 2 or 3 hour nap, Gevaldik. But to make sure that on Shabbos, when we have free time, long afternoon, there's no reason why we can't chazer or try to open a biography of the Lubavitch Rebbe or Rav Shach, whatever it is, to be able to realize that we're in this world to grow. And Bezat Hashem, the next time, if you ever go onto Central Avenue and there's someone going around trying to tell you that he has the potion of life, we all know what the potion of life. The potion of life is someone who wants real chaim. Real chaim is someone who guards his tongue. Who guards the things out of his mouth, which resembles living a spiritual life. Bezat Hashem, if we do this, we'll make Bezat Hashem Rav Naiman proud. We're ending up the whole week making everyone proud. Rav Naiman proud, making, and at the end of the day, making the Rabbonu Shalom proud. Shkoyach.